Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the scariest of all holidays, with the exception of Election Day and my next birthday, that is. Talking about Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, preceding All Hallows' Day, when many religions honor their long-gone relatives by lighting candles on the graves of the dead, which is probably where that whole ghosts and ghouls and devils and witches thing got started. But how princesses and Ninja Turtles and Mickey Mouse got involved is anyone's guess. The pagans started it way back in the B.C.s with Samhain, a harvest festival halfway between the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. It was a blowout before the onset of winter that featured much feasting and not a little drinking, if you catch my drift. Then, in the 8th century, the Catholics introduced All Saints' Day to coincide with all the partying, so all the good little Christians could still have their fun while honoring their one true God instead of the old false ones. Today, Halloween has morphed into scary movies and trick-or-treating and carving pumpkins and costume parties that feature much feasting and not a little drinking, if you catch my drift, turning some of us into neo-pagans, back to celebrating the old gods. Of course, living in San Francisco, Halloween is redundant. Then, on November 1st, all the black and orange is taken down and the red and green goes up, and every third radio station starts playing non-stop Christmas songs. Another Christian celebration that merged with the pagan Saturnalia, held after the solstice to celebrate the returning of the light. Then there's Thanksgiving and the New Year, and all of them are observed by much feasting and not a little drinking, if you catch my drift. I'm beginning to detect a pattern here. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.